Hey, I gotta tell you a funny story. Can I tell you a funny story?
Yes.
So we started doing our Academy of Righteousness. And I had to record a bunch of the messages first before we got started because I had to get some done. And so I started and I preached. And when I preached, there was hardly anybody. I don't know, maybe one or two or maybe nothing. And I had, when I was preaching to myself or just preaching to an empty room, I just lost track of time. Our first OSL teaching, guess how long it was? It was almost 2 hours. So praise the Lord. I hope you have a comfortable seat tonight because, no, okay. I'm just joking. I have a little audience here, so I promise not to preach for 2 hours. But I do have a message that I think is very timely and will be very helpful for you today. Or for you tonight, and again, Tamara and I and the leadership of at Hope are so glad that you are being part. And I'm going to talk about this a little Sunday, but I do want to remind you this, that this building isn't the church. I'll give you a chance to say amen at home. This building is not the church.
Amen.
We are the church. And so I'm going to talk a lot about this Sunday, go into a lot of detail, but I want to say enough to say we need to recognize we are called to be the church and meet together, whether we can meet together in a building or whether, thank you for the internet and technology, that we can meet this way. And we thank you. And we want to be honoring. The Bible tells us to honor those who've been placed in authority over us. And our president and the governor and the CDC have set some parameters. And the Bible says, live peacefully. Among yourself as much depends upon you. So there's a reality that we can live in peace. We want to be cooperative. We want to, you know, Christians should be the first people to submit to authority. Is that not true?
Yeah.
and these parameters that they're put in place, truth be told, they are doing the best they can to make sure that this thing gets handled as quickly and to keep as many people as safe, and I appreciate that. I appreciate that. And I want to just be cooperative with what's going on. But here's the beautiful thing. We can be cooperative with what's going on. We can follow their guidelines, and we can still meet and praise the Lord together. Amen?
Yeah. Yes.
So we encourage you to, and somebody who understands this, I have Pastor Vegas and Pastor Shayla on the front row. So people can respond as I'm preaching. Is that not right? All right. How do they respond? They type amen or something? All right. Well, type amen, somebody. Amen.
Amen.
So I want to talk to you. My sermon title tonight is Doctor's Orders, Pastor's Orders.
Amen.
Doctor's Orders, Pastor's Orders.
I like that.
And I'm not trying to be a big wig or anything like that tonight, but I do want you to understand that that I believe that God has given me counsel, and I believe in pastors. I believe in the delegated authority that God sets. I believe that that is not a bad thing for us. I believe that that is a good thing for us. See, I believe the word. I believe every part of the word. I believe that when the Old Testament, when it says God has given us, you know what, a future and a hope, that's what he's done. His plans for us are good plans. But often he's got an order in which he wants you to function in. And so I'm not trying to get in your face and tell you what to do, but I am saying this, that I believe that God gives instruction, just like he did in the Old Testament, just like he did in the New Testament. You know what? He gave instruction to certain men and women, and they gave that instruction to people that God placed underneath them. And as those people would submit to the authority that they were put under, they would walk and they would not just walk, but they would flourish. Right. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And so I'm not trying to, you know what, like when Shayla and Megan were little. One time, Shayla was telling Megan what to do. And, you know, she was trying to be a good big sister. And Megan didn't appreciate that. And she said, you know what? She told Shayla, you're not the boss of me. Oh, she told her, you're not a parent. Well, listen, I'm not the boss of you. But I do believe that God has given some wisdom here that I think is really, listen to me. How many know we're living in a critical time? And so I believe that God has given pastors some wisdom that we need to receive. And I want to give you some of the things that I believe God has spoken to me that I believe will help you. Let's first talk about some practical things, you know what, that are going to help us and that doctors are saying right now. Yeah, can we talk about that first? You know what, this is good. Number one, write this down. At home, write this down. Stay away from large crowds. Number one, stay away from large crowds. You know what? Now, here's what happened. First, they said, you know what, 250 or more, stay away. And then they went down to 50. And now, how many know? Now they're saying 10. So, but be smart. Right now, stay away from large crowds. And understand, there's a reality that you could be, you know what, at a certain age and you're low risk and you know what, you could, you know what, but it's important because how many know some of us are around older people that are at higher risk and we've got to not just care about ourselves, we got to care about others too. Is that not right? Amen. So number one, the doctors say, you know what, stay away from large crowds. Number two, they say, hey, don't be shaking hands all the time. You know what I mean? And we're just so used to, you know, hey, what's up? You know what I mean? Getting high fives. Hey, right now, let's, I don't know, do something. But you know what? That's what they're saying. And I think we need to take their advice. Number three, this is so weird. You probably never paid attention to this before. But they say, you know what? Here, don't touch your face. You know, do you trip out how many times? Like, I never knew, man. I'm touching my face all day long. You know what? I don't know what it's about, but I started to notice, man, don't touch your face. With your hands, don't touch your face. Number four, wash your hands with warm soap at least for 20 seconds. Soap and water. Warm soap. That's funny. Okay. Wash your hands with warm water and soap at least 20 seconds. You know, it's interesting. You know, the Bible says what Satan meant for our destruction, God will turn around to good. You know, we lose hundreds and thousands of people every year just from the flu. Don't know this is true in America? And you know what? Could we just use this and start behaving more properly and protecting a lot more people by just washing our hands? I'm washing my hands all the time now. You know what? And I think it's a good, I heard somewhere just recently that you can reduce your chances, watch this, by 50% by just washing your hands. That's encouraging, is it not? So Now, that's not an exhausting list. I know there's other things that the doctors are telling us, but how many know those are four good things that if we'll do, that'll be a good start. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. Do I have that? Is that the size that it's going to be tonight? Okay. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. I can read that. But against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age. How many know that we understand all these principles are true, that we should do what the doctors say, and there's a lot of physical things that we should do. But here's what I want to talk to you about, and here's the medicine I want to give. And I want to warn you and say this. Listen, you could, and I believe that we're going to live through this, that you know what, we're not even going to catch it. But you know what, for the next however long, 3 days, 4 days, 8 days, you know what, 3 weeks, I'm not sure. But you know what, we could just be in misery because we're terrorized. How many know fear is real? And so I want you to recognize there's a battle taking place. Absolutely, wash your hands. But recognize there is a physical, there is a spiritual battle going on, and Satan wants to pull us. Satan wants to pull. Listen, if all the Christians start walking in fear, you know what? What's going to happen? Because the world is already walking in fear. You know what I mean? Most of the people at Walmart are freaking out. Most of the people at Costco are freaking out. You know what I mean? And so we've got to make sure that we are the example for the people to see. Oh my goodness, those people got a hope. Does that make sense? So the battle here is just more than a physical battle. It's a spiritual battle. And then 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7, it says this. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7. For God hasn't given us the spirit of fear, but of power and love and of a what? And of a what?
Sound.
Everybody say sound mind.
Sound.
You know what sound mind means? Sound mind means that you don't freak out all the time. It's a mind that is at ease. It's a mind that's at peace. It's a mind that's not shaken by circumstances. Listen, we've got to be a people that we don't freak out every single time Satan says boo to us. Amen.
Yeah.
The Bible says that Satan is roaming the earth seeking whom he may devour. Somebody say may devour.
May devour.
Now, at home, say may devour. Right there in the living room, say may devour. Yeah, but I'm all by myself. Nobody's around. So what? Say it. Amen. May devour. What does that mean? It means that so many times, you know what, say, or all the time, Satan can't devour us unless we allow him to devour us, unless we give him permission to do that. And we do it all the time. All the time. No, 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 no. I want to say today, you may not devour me. You may not devour my family. You may not devour my children. You may not devour our church. You know what? The answer is no, Mr. Satan. Amen. No enemy, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. That's what I almost say. And we've got to understand the positioning that we have. We've got to understand how important it is for us not to just give up and run. So with that understanding, I want to give you four, maybe five things that will be very helpful in the spiritual realm.
Amen.
Number one, limit your TV time. Pastor, what are you talking about? I'm saying there's a tendency that we have in these times to turn on the TV and watch one news show after another news show after another news show. Then we get in our car to go to the grocery store and we turn on the TV and we listen to news more and we just listen. Well, we gotta know, gotta know, gotta know, gotta know. Well, listen, I'm just saying. you better limit your time, your TV time. I said it Sunday, and I'm going to say it again. Just like faith comes through hearing, how many know fear comes through hearing?
Yeah.
And let me tell you this, and this is absolutely true. Listen, you're not watching the news. Oh, this is good. Are you listening to me at home? You know what? Come on, mama. You listening to me? Come on, papa. You listening? Okay. Junior, you listening? Sis, you listening? Little Fruffy, you listening there? Huh? Are you? Okay. Listen, now I forgot what I was going to say. Faith comes through hearing. Fear comes through hearing. You need to limit your time on watching, you know what, the news. And understand, you're not watching the news. You're watching the bad news.
Right.
Oh, amen.
Amen.
Listen, here's what they'll do. You see them. You see, you know what? I mean, I've seen this around town sometimes. They got Channel 7 Eyewitness News. You know what? And I'm telling you, you can watch it over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. And they're going to go to car. Where's that news, you know what, buggy going? I tell you what, they're going to automobile accidents. They're going to, you know what, apartment buildings that have burnt down. You know what, they're going to, I mean, that's where they're going, amen. 99% of the time, you're not watching the news. You're watching. Come on, somebody help me out. Come on, mama. Come on, papa. Come on, grandpa. What are you watching? You're watching the bad news. And you've got to be mindful of that. Because all of a sudden, watch this. What you think is real, you start to have a distorted understanding of reality. And then I can't even talk you out of it. You're like, no. I remember, this is going to date me, but I remember years ago, I started just having trouble sleeping. And I'd never have trouble sleeping. You know, I'd sleep, you know what, I predominantly had a really easy time with worry, didn't worry about a lot of things. And I asked God, I said, God, what is with this? Because this is really bothering me. And he said, well, what are you listening to? And I thought, and it was, you know, some of you too young to remember this, but there was this whole big thing with O.J. Simpson, and he was on this trial. And every single day when I would go to work, I went to work about 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock or 3 o'clock, I'd get in my car and I'd go to work, and it was about 25-minute drive. And as I was going to work, I would turn on the John and Ken show. And the John and Ken show was a radio show, and every single day they were talking about O.J. Simpson. This and that and this. And it was kind of entertaining to listen to. But there was something spiritually going on as I listen. And these guys, and I don't, you know, I think they're still on the air, but they are, one of the things that they are, and I'm not ripping on them, but one thing they are is they're very, very cynical. And that cynical spirit just started to cause me to be worried at a level that I had never been worried at. And the Holy Spirit, how many know the Holy Spirit will give you instruction? Listen to me at home. Write down every single one of these and pay attention and implement these in your life. Because I don't believe this is a good message. I believe this is a timely message from God.
Amen.
And the Holy Spirit spoke to me, and here's what he said. He said, stop listening to that cynical trash junk. And I stopped listening to it. And it was a matter of just days that I didn't, you know, started sleeping well again, and just that fear just completely dissipated.
Amen.
So, number one, limit your TV time. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, you know this. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Be anxious for what?
Nothing.
Nothing. Be anxious for nothing. Be anxious for nothing. Well, if you turn that on all the time and you're watching all this junk, I'm telling you what, it doesn't facilitate this scripture. Just the opposite. The Bible says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything with prayer and supplication. We're going to talk about this in a minute. With thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. Then Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Look at this. That was it. Okay, I'm sorry. Turn to Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of a what? A good report. Not a bad report, a good report. The Bible says meditate on those things, not the bad report. See, you can't, watch this, you can't sow to the flesh and reap to the spirit. You can't do that. You have to sow to the spirit. The Bible says this, if you sow to the spirit, you'll reap life and peace. What's it talking about, life? It's not talking about, it's talking about this quality of life where you have, in the midst of turmoil, you're just like, la, 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 oh, life is good. It's just this quality of life that you can live in. But you have to understand, you know what? You can't, and listen, and you're not going to turn on the TV and watch hour upon hour upon hour of bad news, bad news, bad news, bad news, bad news. Can you take, the Bible says, can you take fire in your bosom and not be burned? No, you can't. So, watch this. To be biblical, to be accurate, to be what God is, watch this, what God is speaking to his people to protect his people, here's what he's saying. You know what? Don't listen to the bad report. Meditate on the good report. Have you know in the midst of this junk, there's all kinds of good things that are happening.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure there's all kind of good things that are happening. Well, figure out what those things are. One of the good things that's happening, watch this. As a church, we are, I'm going to talk a little bit about this Sunday, but we are getting stronger. Listen to me very carefully. I believe prophetically that we are coming out of this stronger than ever before.
Amen.
Amen. You know what? You know, I believe that to some extent, we've been a little bit too pudgy. Yeah, too pudgy. We got to toughen up as a church. We've got to have a greater commitment to the calling and the things of God.
Amen.
Amen. Well, how's that going to happen? I'll tell you how it's going to happen. At 9 o'clock Saturday, Sunday, when you get up and you start watching, you know, you come to church. Amen. You turn on the internet. You turn on FaceTime and you start watching us. And watch this. Wow, this is so important. And then watch this. How many know it's going to take some integrity for you to bring in the tithe and the offerings? Watch this. But you're not at church. I'm just saying. See, how many people, watch this, just being real. How many want me to be real today?
Amen.
How many people will, when they don't go to church, they won't bring their tithe and offering in? And they'll never pay attention to make it up. There's just like, oh, here, this is so silly. Like God's not paying attention. You know what I mean? Like God doesn't notice. That's ridiculous. Amen. And so what I'm saying, what a great opportunity we have. You know, here. Do you get stronger? You're riding a bike, right? Do you get stronger when you're going down the hill or when you're going up the hill? Okay, listen to me, church. We got an opportunity in these times to go up the hill. Amen. And when all this thing is done, and listen to me, I heard a lady prophetically say this today. She said, as fast as this has come, that's how fast this thing's going to go.
Amen.
I believe this thing is leaving real quick.
Amen.
But I believe that this church, Hope Community Church, is going to be a stronger church. Because you're going to come, you're going to come every Sunday and every Wednesday, and you're going to bring the tithes and the offerings. You know what? You're going to be faithful.
Yes.
And you're going to, watch this, and we're going to get out of this thing even more appreciative.
Yes.
We're going to come to church. When we start having church again together, I'm telling you what, we are going to, the roof is going to be blown off this place. Yes. Amen. And here, let me say this. And I am believing that we are going to add people to our body. Listen, add people to our body. Not get smaller, but get larger. Amen. Somebody say, man, who's this? Who's this crazy pastor preaching the word of God? And you can watch him on in the internet. And these awesome worshipers. And I'm telling you what. And the anointing is going to come right through your television set. Amen. And then we're going to say, oh, by the way, we're going to have church back, you know, not in your living room anymore. And by the way, when we have church back at 5044 South Durfee, you know what? Get out of your pajamas and you come back to church. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. What I'm saying is, I believe that we're going to be not only be stronger, but be greater and be larger. But we're not going to do that by turning on the TV and watching hour upon hour of, you know what, the bad news. How many hear what I'm saying? Number one. Number two, spend more time in God's word. Listen, this is pastor's medicine. This is God's medicine. This is pastor's orders. Number two, listen, spend some time in God's word. How many know right now is a really good time to put our trust in God?
Amen.
That's all faith is. Faith is just trusting God. What does the Bible say? Faith comes. How does faith come? Through hearing. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Put it up here. Faith comes. Watch this. Faith comes through hearing and hearing. That's what it says. Faith comes through hearing and hearing. So right now, we've got to recognize it's always important to read the Word of God. It's always important to put God's Word in front of your face. But I would say, you know what? Now it's especially important in the midst of all kinds of junk for us to put our faith in God. And what I'm saying to you is, listen, you don't know what to do. Yeah, you do. Your pastor's telling you what to do. Stop listening to so much TV and so much bad news and start to put the Word of God in front of your face. And I'm telling you what, because the Word of God brings peace. It brings optimism. It brings perspective. And it brings trust in God. So spend more time. Be in a, listen. How many know when an army is in a battle? When an army is in a battle, you know what? Somebody's way far away from the battle. And what are they doing? They're not paying attention. They're brushing their teeth, eating a Snicker bar, you know what, looking on the inner, on their, doing all kind of stuff. It doesn't make any difference, you know what I mean? But when you get into the battle, how many know it's not the time to be eating a Snicker bar and just be, you know what? I mean, when these men and women are in the midst of a battle, how many know, you know what, they are conscious all the time that at any moment, you know what? The enemy can attack.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, that's what we have to be. Guys, understand what's going on here. We have great opportunity. You know, what do they say in Spider-Man? What do they say in Spider-Man? With great power comes great responsibility. God has given us great power, but God has given us responsibility. Listen, let's not act like we're, in the playground. We're in the battlefield right now.
Yeah.
Now, that doesn't mean we need to be scared. No, but it does mean that we need to be vigilant. What does that mean? That means tomorrow you are going to read the Bible in bigger chunks than you've ever read it before. Amen.
Amen.
And when you take it in, it's food to your spirit, and you're gonna soar. You're gonna go, man. I was meditating on the word today, and I thought, man, I haven't been so happy for a long time. Amen. Because that's what it brings. It brings optimism. It brings joy. It brings a real purpose in your life where you're like, man, if God is for me, who can be against me? And you start to believe the word of God in a whole different way because you trust God. Why? Because that's how it comes. Number three, remind yourself of the reliability of God's word. Remind yourself of the reliability of God's word. Sometimes we forget. In the midst of our life, we forget. The Bible says this. The Bible says that, what does the Bible say? That, yeah. Actually, I'm not going there yet. I'll get to it in a minute. The Bible, the reality is we have to remind ourselves, you know what, of the reliability of God's word. It's impossible. That wasn't what I was going to, I knew that one. It's another thought, but it'll come back to me. The Bible says that it's impossible for God to lie.
Yeah. That's good.
And here's the thing. As you're doing the second thing that I went over, as you're putting more of the word in, all of a sudden you're going to build up this trust in what God is saying. Look at this scripture. It's such an awesome scripture. You know what? In Isaiah chapter 54, verse 17. Let's go first to Hebrews chapter 6, verse 18. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 18. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 18 says this, and this is the, I'm reading, all the scriptures are in the New King James, but this version, I wanted to read it out of the New Living Translation. Look what it says. By two immutable things in which is impossible for God to lie. You know the Bible says? It's impossible for God to lie. We might have a strong consolation. We have fled for refuge to lay hold of the hope set before us. Hey, guys, in the back, do you have that in the New Living Translation? Is that it? So God has given, watch this. So God has given both his promise and his oath. Two things God has given him, you. His promise and his oath. These two things are unchangeable because it is impossible for God to lie. These two things, his oath and his promise, are unchangeable. And listen, and we have to remind, in the midst of all this stuff, listen, when you start putting this together, it's so powerful. You start not listening, watching so much TV, not listening to so much junk. You know what? You start reading the Word of God every day. You start putting that in bigger chunks. And what happens is all of a sudden, now you have all this faith and you start to remind yourself, oh my goodness, what am I worried about? Does that make sense to anybody?
Yeah.
Amen. Number three, we need to remind ourselves. And then, of course, Isaiah 54, 17. The Bible says, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. No weapon formed against us, the Bible says, shall prosper. And then, last but not least, number four, pray the word.
Amen.
Pray the word. Can I be honest with somebody? Can I be honest with somebody in their living room, in their dining room, in their family room? Sometimes, as Christians, we can start to just say things that are sound good, but they're not biblical. They sound good, but they're not biblical. I can't tell you how many, this happens to me all the time. And I've been saved a long time. I know a lot of the Word of God, but it happens to me more than I care to admit. I'll be praying, and right in the middle of my prayer, I will pray something that is not actually biblically true. And the Holy Spirit will say, I didn't say that. Pastor, what do you do? I stop right there, right in the middle of the prayer. Listen, whether I'm in private or I'm in public, I will stop right in the middle of prayer and say, no. Mm-mm. Just back up. The power in prayer is when you start saying what God says. Let me show it to you. Look at 1 John chapter 5, verse 14. 1 John chapter 5, verse 14. Look what it says. Now this is the confidence that we have in him. This is the confidence that we have in him. See, we got this confidence. What did we just read? You know what? It's impossible for God to lie. This is the confidence that we have in him. See, the Bible says you have not because you ask not, but then it says, but then you ask and receive, watch it, and don't receive. See, there's so many Christians, they ask, and they're like, God, it's your fault. I prayed, and I guess it wasn't your will. Well, wait a minute. What does the Bible say? Because the Bible says, according to his promises, what is his response? Yes and amen. There's no in that. So what does the Bible say the problem is? The problem is you ask and don't, well, two problems. One, we don't ask. I love the examples of the Bible. One, this man who's blind, and he asked, the Lord asked him, what do you want me to do? And he says, that I would see. I love that boldness that he has to ask. But sometimes we ask, the Bible says, we don't receive. But listen, the Bible doesn't say, and it's going to bear out in this passage, I'm going to show it to you right now, that it's not because, you know what, of God. It's because, you know, it's interesting. How many of you know in our society, we want to blame God for everything, do we not? You know, so, as a matter of fact, not everything. Something good happens. And as a society, nobody says, man, thank you, God. Right. Listen, let me tell you why. Listen to me. Maybe you're watching us for the first time. Maybe you're not used to going to church. Maybe you're not even saved. Let me tell you something. Anything good that's going on in your life, it's because of God. Yes. James says this, all good things come from the Father. You got something good going on in your life? You know why? It's because of God. Amen. You know, some of you got hair that just is, you know what, the bomb. Amen. You're like, wow, look at my hair. Right? You guys like that, right? At home, you like that. Look at my hair. Okay? Well, listen, don't get a big head. You know what? If you got, you know what, you got jamming hair, you know why? It's because of God. That's why how calm it is. Amen. You know what? If you can slam dunk and, man, you're athletic, you know why is that? It's because of God. Amen. If you're smart, brainiac, you're like, ooh, calculations, you know, you figure it all out. Amen. Why is that? It's because of God. Amen. Any good thing, it's because of God. We need to give God the credit. Sometimes God gets only the credit when something's bad going on. You know what? And it's crazy because Jesus said in John 10:10, he said, let me tell you about me. I've come, you know, to give you life and life more abundantly. We've got to understand we have an enemy. And it's not God, amen? God is for us. But the Bible says this, watch this. You ask and don't receive. And it's not, doesn't say it's because of God. It says this: you ask and don't receive because you ask amiss. What's asking amiss? Well, John's going to show us what asking amiss is. He's going to show us by showing us what the opposite is. Watch this. Where were we? John chapter 5, 1 John chapter 5, verse 14. go back to 14. Now, this is the confidence that we have in him. Somebody say, in him. Not in you, but in God. That if you ask anything according to his will. How do you know what his will is? His word is his will. How do we know? You know, somebody dies. We go, oh, you know what? And this person gets the car, and this person gets the ring, and this person gets the house. Amen. Praise the Lord. How many want the house? Amen. How do you know who gets the car and who gets the ring and who gets the house? The will. What's the will? Come on, this is simple. What's the will? The will is their written words. Is that not right? Why? Because you don't want, you know, it's like, no, grandma said I can get the ring. No, grandma said I get the ring. No, grandma said I get the ring. And somebody, you get it out and say, oh, see what grandma said? See what she wrote down right here? Are you learning something? At home, are you learning something? Now, this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, this is the written words of God.
Amen.
Well, Pastor, I don't know. I don't know if it's the will of God for me to be healed. I don't know. I know. Why? Because the Bible says, beloved, above all things, I pray that you be in health and prosperous as your soul's prosperous. Amen. Listen, the Bible is so clear in so many things that is the will of God. And you have the confidence. Amen. Now, this is the confidence that we have if we ask anything according to his will. Well, I don't know. Should I steal that Snickers bar or should I not? After all, I'm pretty hungry. You know what I mean? You know what they say? Snickers satisfies. Amen? You don't need to. You know what the will of God is. You know, the Bible says, those of you who stole, steal no more, but work with your hands that you might be able to give. Amen. Yeah. Amen. That's what the Bible says. You know, people are all like all ambiguous. Oh, I wonder, you know, I'm not sure what the will of God is. There's so much clarity if you just read the Bible what the will of God is. Amen. Hallelujah. The will of God is that you be full of joy, that you be anxious for nothing. Worry is a sin, the Bible says. All these are so clear. Now, this is the confidence that we have in him, that we ask anything according to his will. What does he do? He hears us. Oh, God. Oh, God, all this stuff, you don't even know what you're talking about. And it's a miss. You're missing. But when you, watch this, all eyes up here. But when you pray the word of God, God hears you. That was good, huh? Boom. Right? That's what the Bible says. When you pray the will of God, boom. It's like, whoa, wait a minute. Pastor Drew is asking something according to my word. And he hears you. Now, if he hears us. Oh, somebody rub your hands together like this. Hey, it's good. Okay, somebody rub your hand together. Come on, like this. Jody, rub your hands together. Come on, come on, come on. Amen. Come on. What's the Bible say? The Bible says, you know, when I was a kid, I'm dating myself, but when I was a kid, you know what? There was something called romper room. Amen. It was called romper room. And it was this lady, she had like a kindergarten class. And at the end of the class, you know what, she'd get this mirror out. And she'd say, Becky, I see you behind the bed right there. Kimberly, I see you over there. And Jody, I see you over there. Jody, I see you right there. All right, just Google it. You'll love it. I praise God that you guys are watching. I really do praise God that you're watching. But here's the reality. When you ask God according to his will, the Bible says he hears you. Watch this. Watch his promise. Guys, get back up here. 15. The Bible says that he hears us. And watch this. So powerful. And we know that he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, see, watch this now. Now, you're not just, you know what buckshot is? I'm not a big gun person, but I learned what buckshot is. Buckshot is like a bullet, and when you shoot it, it's not a single bullet. It's this stuff, and it just sprays up in the air. You know, sometimes that's like our prayer. It just sprays up in the air. And we think we're going to hit something. God doesn't want us to shoot buckshot in the air. He wants us to aim and say, I tell you what. Boom! Good. See, and if we know that he hears us, see, there's this confidence that you can have and say, no, 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 no. I'm going to pray the word of God today. I know that he hears us. Watch this. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, whatever we ask. Well, wait a minute. Whatever we ask, but we're praying. What are we praying? We're praying his will. What he's saying is, whatever is my will of God. See, we think that God is trying to keep something from us. And God is never trying to keep something from us. And we know, watch this, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we ask of him. Well, look what he says. And we know, somebody say no. No. I listen to even pastors sometimes, and they'll pray, well, you never know what the will of God is. Do me a favor. Don't pray over me. And I'm not trying to be rude. But I'm saying, you know what Paul said? When I was a child, I acted like a child. But can I tell you, church? It's time to grow up. We're in a different time. We got to grow up. We got to recognize, you know what? To whom much is given, much is required. Much has been given to us. The Holy Spirit has been given to us. Jesus said, it's good that I go because I go. I'm going to send you the Holy Spirit. We have the Holy Spirit who will lead us and guide us. And we can pray powerful prayers. Not just some generic thing that doesn't do anything. But pray a specific prayer and say, according to the will of God, you said this, God. Listen, we're going to have it on the internet. It's going to be on the internet tonight. I gave it to everybody Sunday. But we're going to put it on the internet. We're going to have it there tonight. By 10 o'clock tonight, it'll be on the internet. And it's a prayer that just goes over all these scriptures of protection. And get it and go to the website and find out what those prayers are. And then pray, not just whatever you feel, but pray specifically the will of God. Pay attention to how long you're listening to TV and watching all the bad news. And turn it off. And then do just the opposite. Start listening to the good news. Start putting the good news in. Remind yourself that it's impossible for God to lie. And then finally, start praying prayers that are powerful prayers that are the word of God, and watch what will happen. Sunday I'm going to be talking about leading people and our responsibility to watch this, to be the church.
Amen.
Not the building, but to be the church. That's who you are at home. You're saying, no, I'm the church. I don't have to go to a building to communicate together, to hear the gospel, to worship God. God is doing a supernatural thing in our congregation. And I believe, and I say this, we are coming out of this stronger than ever before. Amen. And listen, and not only are we coming out of this stronger than ever before, we are not going to wallow in the middle of this. We're not going to, now it's such a bummer. Now we just got to watch on the internet. No. Your families are going to get stronger together.
Yep.
You're going to start watching the services with your kids. Start praying with your kids. Grab your kids by the hand. You know what? Tonight, and pray with them.
Amen.
Find that thing on the internet and pray the word of God. Watch what happens. Oh my goodness, my time has elapsed. How many glad you came tonight? Listen, invite someone to church this Sunday. No. Invite somebody to church. You know what? Tell them where to watch. Tell them all the details. Say, man, you got to watch. We're going to have an awesome service. You could watch it right from home. You know how many people will just watch just because because they're curious?
Yeah.
And you know how many people will get, you know what, the Holy Spirit will take their curiosity and just go, I got you now. Amen.